Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith and I'm here to bring you the preview show ahead of Der Klassiker, the great matchup between Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund. Of course, it's always special when these two clubs get together. This one will be a lot of fun, especially after the way the last one ended, which was a massive blowout in favor of Bayern Munich. Borussia Dortmund fans certainly haven't forgotten that one, and I would expect that Dortmund will be a little bit motivated to take on a Bayern Munich team, which many other clubs have found susceptible to being broken this season. Don't think it will happen. I don't think Dortmund's got quite the mettle to take down Bayern Munich, but hey, there's a lot to talk about before we make that prediction. As always with the preview show, we're going to start with where each team is in the table. And for Bayern Munich, it's not hard to find them. They are in second place behind Bayer Leverkusen by a hefty 10 points. And man, that is a tough spot to be in. This is just not where Bayern Munich fans are used to seeing this club. Through 26 match days, Bayern Munich has 19 wins, 3 draws, and 4 losses. That is good for 60 points, as we said. 10 points behind first place Bayer Leverkusen, 4 points ahead of third place VfB Stuttgart. Bayern Munich has 78 goals scored for, 31 against. That is good for a goal differential of 47. You like that math? Over the course of its last 5 Bundesliga matches, Bayern Munich has 3 wins, 1 draw, and 1 loss. That last win was way back on March 15th. It seems like it was way back. It was only 12 days ago, but man, with those international breaks and the way they hit, it makes it seem like the club season has a massive gap. But Bayern did take down Darmstadt 5-2. Very impressive game for Bayern Munich, the latest in a string of good showing. So Bayern Munich fans are feeling really good heading into Der Klassiker. Dortmund is sitting in fourth place through 26 match days. They have 14 wins, 8 draws, 4 losses. That is good for 50 points. That puts them 6 points behind third place Stuttgart and 1 point ahead of fifth place RB Leipzig. Dortmund is one of those teams where you look at them and you look at their talent level, and it's kind of hard to wonder how they've only got 14 wins in the league, how they have 8 draws. It's crazy to think about. Dortmund has also scored 53 goals for, 32 against. That's good for a goal differential of 21. Over the course of their last 5 games, Dortmund has 3 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss. The last club match for Dortmund was against Eintracht Frankfurt. It was a 3-1 victory in favor of the Black and Yellows. So Dortmund is riding a 3-game winning streak into this, so they're not exactly playing poorly. But let's be honest, this is a Dortmund side that has largely underperformed for the majority of the season. Even though their point total is decent, they have not quite clicked under Edin Terzic. So it makes you wonder if they will be ready coming off of an international break to face Bayern Munich, or maybe perhaps they could have lost a little bit of focus. Let's take a look at the last time that these two teams matched up, which was way back in November. And it was a blowout, quite frankly. Bayern Munich won that 4-0. If we look at the starting lineup that took the field that day for Bayern Munich, I think things are going to look a little bit different. So Manuel Neuer started in net. The outside back combination was Nusair Mazraoui and Alphonso Davies. The center backs were Dayo Upamecano and Kim Min-jae. The central midfield was Leon Goretzka and Konrad Laimer. The attack consisted of Kingsley Coman, Jamal Musiala, Leroy Sané, and Harry Kane. It was a really good game for Kane. Bayern Munich featured Kane from the get-go and really in my mind, controlled that match completely. Bayern got out to a quick 2-0 lead behind goals from Upamecano and Kane. Just 9 minutes into the game, they were up 2-0, took that lead into halftime. Kane added another goal in the 72nd minute, and then, of course, added his third goal off of an assist from Alexander Pavlovich. Wow, that's when Pavlovich was really just starting to break in extra time to make it 4-0. Really strong match from Kane. The one thing I do remember about that match is I thought that of all the Borussia Dortmund players, Mats Hummels, I thought, had a really excellent showing in that match, despite the fact that Bayern scored four goals against them. I thought Dortmund was really let down by the rest of its defenders. Marius Wolf had a just terrible game, from what I remember. So did Nico Schlotterbeck, which was a precursor for things to come. I mean, Schlotterbeck, of course, had been a mainstay on the German national team, but was not called up for this latest stretch of international matches. Niklas Füllkrug, I remember, being pretty solid as well, but not a great showing from a Dortmund side that at that point really did need a win and was looking to get things headed in the right direction. Bayern Munich knows that no matter what the record is, though, and what the form is, Dortmund is always going to be tough, and they've certainly got some quality players. When you ogle a roster, I mean, all of the attacking talent they have. Füllkrug, of course, is a handful. You look at their defense, and you know, you have center backs like Schlotterbeck and Hummels and Niklas Süle, as we know him very well. You talk about Karim Adeyemi, Youssoufa Moukoko, Sebastian Haller, Felix Nmecha. I mean, there's just go up and down this roster, and there's a lot of talent, put it that way. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. This Dortmund team is not devoid of talent. They are still a very quality side. And as we could see by their most recent performances, they're on a little bit of a streak. So this match does present a little bit of danger to Bayern Munich. And I'll be honest, I'm not quite sure how Bayern Munich comes off of this international break. They had a lot of players check out for international duty. They have some players banged up, which we will dive into. It's a really interesting scenario because Bayern was riding so very high when they hit this break. And it'll be, to me, very intriguing to see exactly what they can do, because I would like to believe that this is going to be a pretty seamless transition. They all get back into club practice. They all mesh together and they come out and they put a beating on Dortmund. But we all know it doesn't always work that way. There are injuries to account for. There are form issues to account for. And then there's just this whole lingering, overarching theme of Julian Nagelsmann and his incoming exit at the end of the season. So you look at Thomas Tuchel, man, I am still, my mind is on international break, but Tuchel, of course, is definitely, you know, someone that not only holds the keys for what happens the rest of the season with Bayern Munich, but it's also someone who, you know, listen, over the course of the season, he's had issues with some of the players. So just because things have worked great over the past three or four matches for Bayern Munich, it's definitely going to be a challenge for Tuchel to see if he can maintain that good feeling and that goodwill and everything that's been built up after this international break. And, you know, watching Tuchel over the course of the last three games, you would think that he had learned a lot of things about this team, what works well, what doesn't, what players are needed on the pitch, who can be subbed off when, what positions might work better for some players. He is absorbing all of this. And now it's really up to him to keep applying what he has learned over the course of this season. If he continues to do that, I have a lot of confidence that this is going to be a very good stretch for Bayern Munich. However, we all know that Tuchel can be prone to doing what he wants to do. And that'll be a big test. And we'll find out, you know, with this match, when he sends out his starting 11, you know, is Tuchel going to ride the hot hand that got him here into this spot? Or is he going to go back and start to lean on some of those players that he prefers? And when we talk about those players, we can look at the injured roster right now. And clearly it's, you know, there's a lot going on. Manuel Neuer is the big one. He got hurt during the international break training with Germany, and it does not look like he's going to be available. He did train today individually at Sabinerstrasse, but this is not exactly an injury, his adductor, that is going to be easy for a goalkeeper to recover from in this amount of time. So while I think he could be ready next week, it might be a stretch to think that Neuer's going to be ready. And if he is, if he'll be 100%. And I don't know if Bayern wants to risk that, especially considering that they're very much alive in the Champions League. So the Neuer situation is one to watch. I'm not quite convinced yet that he'll play, but Bayern seems to be working some medical miracles at times with their physios and their training staff, their doctors. So we'll see what they can do. But I don't have a lot of hope that we will see Manuel Neuer in net. Some of the other banged up Bavarians include Tarek Buchmann, who is effectively out for the season, it seems. Rafael Guerrero is still banged up. Would not be expecting to see him this weekend either, but it's always a possibility. He has been training pretty solidly in individual sessions over the course of the international break. So we could see some progress from him by the end of the week, although, like I said, it's probably a long shot that he still plays. Sacha Boué, same thing. He has been making some progress, but, you know, despite the fact he's training individual, I think he's got a bit to go with his injury. I wouldn't expect to see him anytime soon. Bounazar still out there, and he is training individually, doing some running. I don't believe he's even gotten on the ball yet, which is not a horrible thing. I mean, this is a, you know, ACL that he's coming back from, but, you know, we see the training pics of him every day, and seems like he is putting in a lot of hard work. Alexander Pavlovich, a very interesting case. Seems like he's battling tonsillitis, which is a really odd thing to think of, but apparently he's had some ongoing issues with this, and I know a lot of fans are clamoring for him to get his tonsils removed this summer. Maybe he will, I don't know. But that's a shame, because the kid had done so well and built up so many solid performances. Really seemed like he was becoming that young up-and-comer that we've all been waiting to see emerge from the academy. And he really could still be that, and I think he will be. It's a shame to see his momentum kind of hit a wall at this point because of an existing issue there. The other big injury aside of Manuel Neuer is, of course, Harry Kane, who got hurt in that last Darmstadt game in a play that he probably realizes he didn't need to make. But regardless, that's how goal hungry he is. He sacrificed his body to try and score another one. And that's what you would expect from Harry Kane. But his ankle injury didn't really get any worse over the course of the international break. He did go to England. He did visit the team, was with them. Did not partake in the games, did fly back to Sabanerstrasse early to get more treatment and do some individual training. So Kane, it's looking like he will play. Neuer, probably not, but that will all be decided, I'm sure, in the final hours before the game starts. When we look at where and how Thomas Tuchel will think about this match and where these players will line up, it is kind of interesting to see, because we talk about this conundrum. Will he ride the hot hand, ride the players that got him there? I think he will in this case, just because the results were what they were. I mean, you're talking about three straight wins. Things looked really good. The attack was creative and relentless. We had really good play in the midfield and defense as well. So I had no problem with that last Darmstadt game. I know there were some fans that were unhappy with it because Bayern had given up two goals, but really, honestly, like, there wasn't much of an issue for me. I like the way that this group of 11 is playing and would expect to see the healthy ones back out there. Now, as for how Tuchel will do it and set them out, that's a big question. So I'm going to go ahead and say Neuer's not going to be ready for Der Klassiker. So Sven Ulreich will get the call. Sven, I thought, did a great job earlier in the season filling in for Neuer when he was rehabbing from his broken leg. And Ulreich has been there. He's been around the block. Obviously, he's seen a lot, and I think he'll be ready and amped up for this one. That said, I mean, Dortmund is going to push to test him early, so I would expect to see a lot of long-distance shots just to keep Ulreich on his toes before Dortmund really starts to try and ramp up the pressure and work a little bit closer in. At center back, I don't think there's any reason for Thomas Tuchel to break up the pairing of Matthijs de Ligt and Eric Dier. They've been really good so far working together. I think that they have established a good partnership. It's not a knock against Upamecano and Kim Min-jae. They're both fine players. But right now, I think that Tuchel has to keep De Ligt and Dier together, ride that momentum that they've created, and the stability that they really have put forth in that back line. They have established something there. And I would like to think that Tuchel's acknowledging that and recognizing it, and he's going to continue to use them there until they prove otherwise. And I think that that's going to be the case when you have four really good center backs. And listen, I rate the top three a little bit ahead of Dier, but right now Dyer's experience, his vision, and his, let's be honest, his performances have warranted that he remains in the starting lineup, regardless of where he falls in the overall talent level of the four players. At outside back, this will be pretty interesting. We expect to see Alphonso Davies back manning that position. Davies, of course, got banged up there right before the break. He did go to Canada and visited with his national team, has come back. So I would think Davies will be raring up and ready to go for this one. At right back, I guess we'll continue to see Joshua Kimmich there. It seems like Kimmich is going to continue to get the nod. I know that there will probably be some push at some point soon to start using Nusar Mizrahi, but for now, Kimmich will be the player who gets his name called because he's been performing pretty well. And I think the way he played for Germany over the international break didn't do anything to make me think that he's not capable of going back and playing right back for Bayern Munich and doing a great job. And based on his performances right before the international break, I think Kimmich has shown like he can be the man for that job. It's really just up to him if he wants to play that position. And it seems like for now, he's going to buy in and do what he needs to do to help the team. In the central midfield, it gets a little bit interesting. I'm not sure Alexander Pavlovich is going to be ready to go. So at that point, you know, if you're Tuchel, you're in an interesting situation. You're probably going to use Leon Goretzka because he was really playing well before the break and I think has done some good things to mesh with Tuchel after a season where the two seem not to be on the same page. You have options, right? Because you could use Konrad Laimer there, which is probably the way that he will go. Or you could push Kimmich back into the central midfield and use Nusar Mizrahi at right back. I think for now, though, that we're going to see Konrad Laimer occupy that other position in the central midfield. Unless Alexander Pavlovich has some kind of recovery that puts him in a good spot to play where he's 100%, and that seems very doubtful right now. Unless that happens, I think we're going to see Goretzka and Laimer playing together in the central midfield. If anything, I think we could see Mizrahi come on as a sub and then push Kimmich into the central midfield and take Laimer out. As far as the attack goes, I think we'll see Kane just because I think he's been working this past almost 2 weeks now to get healthy. He should be ready to go. So I think we will see him. I don't think we have to worry about anything with that. I mean, this is Harry Kane. I don't think Bayern's going to mess around with it. If he has any chance of re-injuring himself or making this injury worse, I don't think they would use him. But it does seem like he's tracking to play striker against Dortmund and Dirk Kalasker. The rest of the attack will probably remain the same. I would expect to see Leroy Sané, Jamal Musiala, and Thomas Müller. I'll be really disappointed if Tuchel breaks up this foursome before something goes wrong. Like, I want to see one of these guys play their way out of the lineup rather than Tuchel force someone else in. And that's acknowledging that Serge Gnabry has been really good off of the bench. It's acknowledging that Kingsley Coman, when he's fully ready to go, that he'll be a presence, of course, too. I think we still have some time before that happens, but I mean, there are going to be options that pop up for Tuchel. I don't think Brian Zaragoza is one of the players that Tuchel will be looking for at any point, but again, he's another player who probably needs to play a little bit, needs some field time. But I'll be disappointed if Tuchel goes in another direction, because I think this foursome has worked really well together. I think they deserve to stay together a little bit longer. And like I said, I think they're going to have to play their way out of the lineup. So let's recap what I think will happen with the lineup, which will be Manuel Neuer on the bench with Sven Ulreich taking his spot. The center back combination would be Matthijs de Ligt and Eric Dier. Alphonso Davies at left back. Joshua Kimmich at right back. Central midfield of Leon Goretzka and Konrad Laimer. Of course, I would envision Goretzka playing in that deeper role, which we saw right before the international break. In the attacking quartet of Harry Kane, Jamal Musiala, Thomas Müller, and Leroy Sané. So that's what we have. That's how I think it will go. As far as how the match goes, it's interesting because I think Dortmund is probably more well-rested given the lack of call-ups that they had for the German national team and just really lack of call-ups overall. They didn't have that many on their roster. So they should be a little bit more prepared for this one. However, Bayern is still Bayern. They looked great before the international break. I think they're going to continue with that aggressive type of attacking style. I think with the stability they have with De Ligt and Dier and the communication that those two have on the back line, and with Kimmich being able to adapt back to right back, a lot of things are clicking for them. And that includes Goretzka sitting a little bit deeper in the midfield and being able to play those balls over the top to really extend the field and stretch things. I think there are a lot of good things happening at Bayern Munich right now. I know that if I'm Arsenal and as confident as I might be about my own team, I'm looking at this Bayern Munich side and I'm thinking they are dangerous. This isn't the same Bayern Munich that scuffled their way through most of this season. This is a new look group and they're dangerous. So I will predict that Bayern Munich will pull out the 3-1 victory over Borussia Dortmund. Not quite sure it'll even be that close, but I do think Dortmund will find a way to break through Sven Ulreich, but Harry Kane will get at least one, maybe two, and Bayern will have a pretty dominant offensive showing because I just feel like the way that their attack is functioning right now, it's going to be very, very difficult for Dortmund to play the kind of team defense that will be required to stop or slow down Bayern Munich. So that's about all we have for the preview show. If you have not gotten a chance to check out the flagship show for this week, please check that out. We hit on a lot of good topics on that. You've also got the post-game show from Germany's big win over the Netherlands, which I hosted with Seiler. So a lot of good stuff that's banked up if you haven't checked them out. We will also have the weekend warm-up podcast dropping on Thursday. So there's a lot going on, a lot for you to check out. And please keep hitting up the site. We've got all the latest and greatest news there on both Bayern Munich and the German national team. So a lot going on, a lot for you, a lot to keep you occupied as you're bored at work or just killing time at home or whatever you're doing. We're there for you. So you can always get me at the Barrel Blog on Twitter. You can get the site at Bavarian FB Works. You can get this podcast at Bavarian Podcast. You can get Tom Adams, our tweetmeister, at TommyAdams71. You can get I Need No Name at BFWIN. And then you can get Seiler at BFWSeiler. Hey, enjoy this game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Der Klassiker always is. Have a couple of beers on me, and we will see you next time.